Once across the Alps, Napoleon would concentrate his forces and link up with the divisions under General Andre Massena, already stationed in northern Italy. He would then move much of his army to the town of Stradella, cutting off communications between Mela in northern Italy and command headquarters in Austria. With Mela's troops now isolated and the mobile French army within reach of them, Napoleon would have many excellent options for dislocating and destroying them. At one point, as he described his plan to Bourrienne, Napoleon laid down on the giant map on his floor and stuck a pin next to the town of Marengo, in the center of the Italian theater of war. "I will fight him here," he said. A few weeks later, as Napoleon began to position his armies, he received some troubling news. Mela had beaten him to the punch by attacking Massena's army in northern Italy. Massena was forced back to Genoa, where the Austrians quickly surrounded him. The danger here was great. If Massena surrendered, the Austrians could sweep into southern France. Also, Napoleon had been counting on Massena's army to help him beat Mela. Yet he took the news with surprising calm and simply made some adjustments. He transferred more men to Switzerland and sent word to Massena that he must do whatever he could to hold out for at least 8 weeks, keeping Mela busy while Napoleon moved into Italy. Within a week, there was more irritating news. After Moreau had begun the campaign to push the Austrians back from the Rhine, he refused to transfer the divisions that Napoleon had counted on for Italy, claiming he could not spare it. Instead, he sent a smaller, less experienced division. The French army in Switzerland had already begun the dangerous crossings through the Alps. Napoleon had no choice but to take what Moreau gave him. By May 24th, Napoleon had brought his army safely into Italy. Absorbed with the siege at Genoa, Mela ignored reports of French movements to the north. Next, Napoleon advanced to Milan, close to Stradella, where he cut Austrian communications as planned. Now, like a cat stealing up on its prey, he could wait for Mela to notice the trap he was in and try to fight his way out of it near Milan. On June 8th, however, once again, more bad news reached Napoleon. 2 weeks before he had hoped, Massena had surrendered. Napoleon now had fewer men to work with, and Mela had won a strong base in Genoa. Since its inception, the campaign had been plagued with mistakes and unforeseen events. The Austrians attacking early, Massena retreating into a trap at Genoa, Moreau disobeying orders, and now Massena's surrender. Yet while Napoleon's lieutenants feared the worst, Napoleon himself not only stayed cool, he seemed oddly excited by these sudden twists of fortune. Somehow, he could discern opportunities in them that were invisible to everyone else. And with the loss of Genoa, he sensed the greatest opportunity of all. He quickly altered his plan. Instead of waiting at Milan for Mela to come to him, he suddenly cast his divisions in a wide net to the west. Watching his prey closely, Napoleon sensed that Mela was mesmerized by the movements of the French divisions. A fatal hesitation. Napoleon moved one division west to Marengo, close to the Austrians at Genoa, almost baiting them to attack. Suddenly, on the morning of June 14th, they took the bait, and in surprising force. This time, it was Napoleon who had erred. He had not expected the Austrian attack for several days, and his divisions were scattered too widely to support him. The Austrians at Marengo outnumbered him 2-1. He dispatched urgent messages in all directions for reinforcements, then settled into battle, hoping to make his small forces hold ground until they came.